On the phone with me on Rag Bri is Dan Zirp, brought to you by the Bicycle Station. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Gary, how are you today?
Really good. More importantly, how are you?
Well, we're doing really well. We survived day one, which was a very hilly day. We had just under 2,700 feet of climb on the day, and that makes for ambitious riding, lots of hills.
Sergeant Bluff to Ida Grove. So how was the stay overnight in Ida Grove?
The stay was really nice. We were in a county park or city park, right on the edge of town, and had nice accommodations. We've got a good group that works efficiently together, and so getting our equipment unloaded and set up and then put away the next day, we've kind of got it figured out. Most of us were together last year, so we've got a system and a routine down.
Yeah, we got these sponsored now, and the Bicycle Station is the sponsor, and you're riding with some of the folks from the Bicycle Station, right?
Yeah, well, I train and you know, ride with some of those guys regularly. We're actually got three of their bicycle mechanics with us, John Haar, Aaron McCartney, and Jacob Fenzel, and they're all capable mechanics, so we're all really confident in the ability of at least our equipment to make it across the state, and we all feel really good after a 54-mile ride on day one, so... so far, so good. We're having fun.
Now, along the route, you've got these mechanics, and I'm sure there are other people who work on bikes who are on the ride. Do you see people pulling over and helping somebody who is in need?
Oh, sure. I've talked in the past about the Air Force cycling team. They're always present and offering assistance. And then just the kind of good Samaritan, supportive nature of the cycling community. It's a really supportive group and group that's willing to help each other and figure out solutions and share tools, share bike parts. If somebody has a spare tube or something in their bag and it's needed, it'll come right out. So most everybody doesn't need to suspend their ride for any, length of time. Everybody can get going again at some point relatively easily.
Now, again, we're visiting with Dan Zirp. You were telling me before we went on air, you did this for us in 2019 and then, of course, again, last year. So you're somewhat of experienced on Rag Bri. How does that experience benefit you, Dan?
Oh, I think kind of understanding the pace and the cadence. We started a little slower yesterday. We didn't leave until about 7:30 in the morning. And by that time, you're kind of in the heat of the pack. You're in the middle of the surge. And there's, some of us like to ride a little faster maybe in our normal training routines. But when you're with that many people, you really need to slow down and mind the pack and ride with the crowd, because the outliers, the ones can, create a problem and maybe cause an accident. Just want to be real careful and everybody's safety minded. So that's one thing. I would say packing gear and knowing what to leave home. In the past, I would say we brought too much stuff, a lot of stuff, redundancy. Maybe three of us had the same thing when we could just bring one power strip or one water jug to share or whatever it might be. So, working together as a team has been a good benefit of the experience also.
Okay, today's ride will end up in Pocahontas, and you were telling me you've never been to Pocahontas.
Never been to Pocahontas. So today, we started, of course, last night, stayed overnight in Ida Grove. I've ridden already today, 12 and a half miles to Galva, and then we'll be on to Schaller, then Nemaha, then Newell, to Fonda, and then finally Pocahontas. And I think that after Nemaha, it's pretty much downhill the rest of the day. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, well, as always, we appreciate your time. Again, we'll be visiting with you tomorrow morning at this time. You were telling me that after today, it's going to be relatively flat until you get to that final stage and close out in Lansing, Iowa.
It is relatively flat, but one thing different this year, on Wednesday, we have a mandatory century day. You probably remember I talked about you can often opt to do an extra loop if you want to ride over 100 miles on one of the days of Rag Bri. Well, this year they're not having the loop, and on Wednesday everybody gets to ride 106 miles mandatory. So while it's a flatter route in the center of Rag Bri this year, we do have that really long day that everybody, I'm sure, has on their mind.
Oh, I can't imagine riding a bicycle 106 miles on one day. Well, I know you can get it done, Dan, and again, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us. Enjoy today, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you. I'm looking for pancakes and coffee, and I think I see them across the street.
All right, well, go get them.
All right.
Again, Dan Zirp, you'll be hearing from him all week at 7:50, brought to you by the Bicycle Station.
Before you jump on the bike to hit the trails this summer, swing by the Bicycle Station at 218 Main Avenue in the Lions neighborhood. They offer service and repair for any brand or type of bicycle. The Bicycle Station also features the parts and accessories to make your biking experience even more enjoyable. All this and new bicycles in stock in a variety of categories. The Bicycle Station, 218 Main Avenue in the Lions neighborhood, Clinton, with service behind every sale.